Okay. So Yutas Kislev has a double implication. Of course, Chabad circles, which is everywhere, Mamish. So it's a day of the freeing of the Balatanya from prison in the beginning of the Nitkufaim. Espashtes Pnimius HaTaira. And it sort of drowns out the other Nakuda of the day, which is the Yortzeit of the Maggid. Maggid from Mezuz, Chus Yogin Aleinu. My Rebbe always says, if we bring up Yitzes Kislev, we ask him always to maybe say something about Yitzes Kislev, so he'll always say, by me, Yitzes Kislev is the Maggid's Yortzeit. By Lubavitch, if you're a Chabadster, if you're a Lubavitcher, so then Yitzes Kislev is Yad Kislev and has deeper implications, Rosh Hashanah, and so on. He says, Chabad has a way of making everybody Lubavitch, so everybody feels it, you know, on some level. They do everything with a big koyach and a big rash and pierce some gadol. So let's try to tie a little bit together the Maggid's Yahrzeit and Chanukah, maybe a little bit about Yitzes Kislev from the perspective of Lubavitch, Pesiyata Dishmai. I want to begin by mentioning, I hope we can get back to this, it's the Medrash Pliya, which says the following thing. It seems like it's not connected, but hopefully we'll try to find a connection. Medrash says the following thing. Ma ra'a yom. What did the Yamsuf see that it split? So the Medrash says, the Yam saw the Braisa de Rabbi Shema. Right? Have you ever heard of a Medrash Pliya before? Now you've heard of a Medrash Pliya. The Yamsuf saw the Braisa of Rabbi Shema, and that's why it split. Now, Braisa of Rabbi Shema can mean many Braisa of Rabbi Shema. Right? So what does that mean, that the Yam saw the Braisa of Rabbi Shema, and it split? So hopefully, if not, you remind me to come back to this at the end. So in Imrei Pinchas, Pinchas Karetzer, he quotes the Maggid from Mezuz. He's going with the Gemara in Temur, which says, the Torah tells us that Asniel ben Kenaz conquered Kiryat Sefer. And the Gemara takes that pasuk out of context, seemingly, and says that there were 300 halachas which were nishtakach, which were forgotten, with the patir of Moshe Rabbeinu, with the death of Moshe. Now, Asniel ben Kenaz, through the koyach of Pilpul and Taira, he was able to bring back these forgotten halachas. So the Maggid says the following thing based on the Gemara Megillah. The Gemara tells us on the pasuk, "Vayalan Yeshua b'seicha emek," that Yeshua slept in the emek before his conquest of the city of Ai. John Pasuk seems to be that Yeshua took a shluff. He went to sleep. But the Gemara dashes here that Yeshua did not sleep. He stayed up all night learning Torah. Chazal say he was lon ba'imka shel halacha, that he slept in the oimek of halacha. Sleeping in the Aymek Shel Halacha. So the Maggid explains, and this is brought out, the Avi Nachal has a long drasha on this in Parsha Shlach and Drush Beis. So Shlomala Aipshitz, son of Avyonis and Aipshitz, says that the Zayar tells us, but Tyre never island, the world was created with Tyre. The Torah is the blueprint of the world. Not just the blueprint, which the builder uses, where it's separate from the actual place where the building will take place. The Torah continues to be the blueprint and the place which Hashem Yisbarach makes the world. Every single place in the world has a shayches to a certain chelek in Torah. And so therefore, says the Maggid, when the Yidden were ready to conquer Eretz Yisrael itself, every part of Eretz Yisrael has a chelek in Torah. What Yeshua did was that he learned the chelek in Torah which belonged to the city of Ai. He delved into the halachas which were shaykh to that city, and by learning the Torah, which could connect that makam in Eretz Yisrael, he was able to be machnia. He was able to win the battle before the battle was done, before the battle began. So says the Maggid, Asniel ben Knaz, Machazal told us that he revived the 300 forgotten halachas of Moshe. It's not taking the pasuk out of context, it's teaching the pshat and pasuk that Asniel ben Knaz did conquer Kiryat Sefer. He conquered Kiryat Sefer by learning the chelik in Torah which was shayich to the city of Kiryat Sefer. And like Yeshua, he was able to conquer Kiryat Sefer at its core, at its shayrish, before going into battle with them. So he says, with Pinchas Karzer, that this is the pshat that the minog is that when a rav is being inaugurated to be a rav in the new town, so he comes and he gives a drasha in the shul. Kidei sheyuchal lichvay she'ir, so he can conquer the city. And min astam, he says, he teaches the halacha which is shaykh to that city, because the kamonim were vadi mechabin, they're holding out on Lashem Shemai. He had the siyata d'shamayim. So therefore, in order for the Rav, you know, he takes a new job, he could be thrown out right away. So he has to conquer them. He has to make sure that they're under his shlita. So he gives a drasha that even before he becomes Rav, they're already under his wing. But he's the boss. So this is a Pinchas Karetz. What's interesting is that this idea that Chazal say Vayalan Yahushua Basechaimek, that he slept. Chazal say Lan Ba'imek Shal Alacha, that he slept in the Imek of Alacha, comes to tell us that there's a type of sleeping which has a shaykhis to Torah. That he was Lan Ba'imek Shal Alacha, he slept in the Imek of Alacha. There was a Lina. This is the secret of Lina in Yerushalayim, by the way. There's a Halacha, one who comes to bring a korban in Yerushalayim is a Chi of Lina. He has a chi of lina, because this is not just Tama sleep in Yerushalayim. If there's a city which never sleeps, it's Yerushalayim. This is the real city which never sleeps. Sleeping in Yerushalayim, which was filled with Torah and the Avodah, the Kohanim and the Levim and the Shiras with the Shpacha, it meant that it was a type of a sleep that when a person left Yerushalayim, he could be awake for days on end. It just lit up, mamash on fire, from a sleep like that. Where do we find such a sleep? In last week's parasha. Yaakov Avinu slept in the Makam HaMikdash. That's the secret of Lean on Yerushalayim. But he slept such a sleep that he had his Galus Mamish, Chazal say, Vayikatz Yaakov Mishnasai, Chazal say, Mi Mishnaso, he learned Torah in that dream. That's called, he was Lan Ba'emesh Al Halacha. And Chazal say that for the next 14, 20 years in Beis Lavan's house, Yaakov didn't sleep. He Mamish didn't sleep. But the pshat was that when he was in Beis Medrash Shin Be'er, he didn't sleep for 14 years. He didn't sleep because he was on fire from the Torah. But the chiddush here in Beis Laman is that he wasn't learning Torah. Chazal say he was saying Tehillim all night. So how was he able to keep his eyes open for 20 years? Teretz is that sleep which he had in the Makom HaMikdash gave him such a chiyus that he didn't need to sleep for 14 years, 20 years. And this is a type of a sleep which has a shaykhis to conquest. Just like Yeshua was able to conquer Eretz Yisrael was such a sleep, the city of Ai. So too, what does Hashem say to Yaakov Avinu? Vayishka v'makom ahu. Chazal say that Hashem took all of Eretz Yisrael and put it underneath Yaakov and said, it's going to be easy for you to conquer Eretz Yisrael just like it is to sleep here. Now there's a remnant of the kibush of Eretz Yisrael in the sleep of Yaakov Avinu. And Yeshua was built on that sleep of Yaakov Avinu. That's if Vayishkav is the Osios kibush. Like I mentioned before last week, Vayishkav is Gematria near Chanukah. That it should be easy. What we see from here is that the Koyach of Torah is such that to be Kodesh Eretz Yisrael, a real kibush of Eretz Yisrael is Tali and Liman HaTorah. Everything else which is done on the surface is just Chitzonius. The Sfas-Emes says this was the mistake of the Maraglim. The Sfas-Emes writes in Parashat Shlach, he says, Kivish ha'aretz hayadavar gadol miyod. It's a very big thing. V'chol tos ha'maraglim haya k'mo shirotzu lichbosh b'koyach atzmusam. The whole tos of Maraglim is that they wanted to conquer Eretz Yisrael like a regular conquest. Avam melchemes Eretz Kanan einu b'koyach ha'adam. Conquering Eretz Canaan has nothing to do with the Koyach HaAdam. As the Pasuk says in Tehillim, Ki loy becharbam yeshu aretz. You don't conquer Eretz Yisrael with the sword. Velachin lo hitzlichu. Ki konesinas Eretz Yisrael hu bebitul kol hasagas ha'adam. That a person conquers Eretz Yisrael with a bitul. Rach betzais Hashem. Bebitul das ha'adam l'yotzayna yisbo. And this is the lesson that Hashem Yisbarach was teaching Yaakov and Yeshua was following. That the kibush of Eretz Yisrael is totally in a shluff. What is sleeping? Sleeping means that you mevatel yourself. That you turn yourself off. It wasn't just that Hashem was telling him Vayishkav, take a shluff here. He was teaching him the koyach to be koyvish Eretz Yisrael is totally in a sleep like this. Not with the yeshus and the koyach atzmi. With the bitul hadas, which is what sleeping represents. This is the way and the mechanism to be kovish Eretz Yisrael. There's a story about the Maggid, in fact. He was once alongside the road. There was a certain general who noticed him there, and he saw that he was very engrossed in the learning. Even a guy was able to be makkah that. So he stopped, and he went over to the Maggid and he said, teach me something which you're learning. So the Maggid shared a few words with him. And he was so astounded by the words of Torah from the Maggid's mouth. And he said to him, he says, I see from this that the whole world belongs to you. If you want, I'll give you all my troops. You could take them into Eretz Yisrael and you could be Koyvish Eretz Yisrael. It'll be yours. He was giving over Eretz Yisrael to the Maggid. The Maggid said, I'm sorry, thank you very much. The Gemara already tells us in Ksuvis that we took an oath, Shaloi na lebechayma, that we won't take Eretz Yisrael by force. So the Maggid explained, what does it mean, Shaloi na lebechayma? It means that the way that Bnei Yisrael will take back Eretz Yisrael will not be by any physical tevedik or kibush. That it will be given over to Bnei Yisrael. That's the only way to take Eretz Yisrael. That it's a gift which Hashem gives to them. Like the Pasuk says, Koyach mas of higid yamo, Rashi says in the first Rashi, La seis lahem nachalas gayim. Hashem Yisbarach gives over Eretz Yisrael. And that's why Yeshua's conquest of Eretz Yisrael wasn't forever dika conquest, even if it went back into the hands of the gayim. Although he was working in Pnimius, but it will be behiskalus, it will be forever that belong to the Jewish people, when we take it in a way that the Pnimius and the Chitzonius are equal, that we see that Hashem Yisbarach is giving it over to us. And so therefore, even the Six-Day War, the War of Independence, doesn't mean that Eretz Yisrael belongs to Bnei Yisrael forever. Yishmael is trying to take away from it still till this day. They're trying to take it away. Because as long as we think that Eretz Yisrael is a koichi va'itzim yadi, that it's tali and mcheret v'kashas v'chule, that only fuels the Goyim's desire to take back Eretz Yisrael. And they'll make a fight and they'll make a machama just to remind us that Eretz Yisrael has to be given over to us in order for us to be ours. It has to be Bechin of Lina, it has to be Bechin of Shena. When we say in Ala Nisim, we speak about the Nes, which took place in Eretz Yisrael, of course. We speak about the Nes from different perspectives. We say, Rabim b'yam yatim, Rishayim b'yat tzadikim. One of the things which we say, which seems like it's a little bit out of place, is what? That the Zaydim fell in the hands of Oiske Torah. Think about it, Rabbi said. The Kohanim were not, these weren't warriors. These weren't troops. They didn't know how to use weaponry. It was clearly a nes. Not just by the mere fact that in numbers, that's called Rami B'yan Miyatim. That's that aspect of the nes. But aside from that, even if the Chashmonaim and the Kohanim were the Rabbim, and there were only a few Yevani troops, who's going to win? These were people who knew how to bring Korbanos in the Beis HaMikdash. That's what they knew how to do. But the nes was, it wasn't just Rami Amiyatim. It was Zaydim Biyat Oiske Tarasach. And the Kahanam are called Oiske Tarasecha. Yorim Mishpatech Al Yaakov V'Sarascha Al Yisrael. This is the bracha given to Shevet Levi. And what we're being taught here in Ala Nisim is that it was the Kayach of the Oiske Tarasecha of Shevet Levi, of the Kahanam, the Chashmonaim, which defeated the Ivanim. They practiced like Yeshua did. They practiced like Yaakov Avinu did. That they were able to work in the pnimius, they were koyvesh yavan in pnimius through Oiske Tarasecha. So therefore, what happened on the surface was just simple. It was just to mirror and to match the chitzonius to the pnimius. But they were koyvesh yavan with the pnimius atayra, which is the zeidim v'yad Oiske Tarasecha. This is the way that Bnei Yisrael does melchama. Like we say every day in davening, eidu varecha ve'eidu basusim, we go with the Shem Hashem, which is the Kayach of Torah. We find Mekhius Yamsov. Kivas is part of Berechva, Farasha, Bayam. And what the Torah tells us, Vayitzaku B'nei Yisrael Hashem, the B'nei Yisrael cried. He cried out to Hashem Yisbarach. This, of course, is the Kol Yaakov, Hayidai Midei Esav, that the Kol Yaakov has the Kayach to overwhelm and to overcome the Adayim Yidei Esav, the weapons in their hands. The call of Torah, the Chazal said, the call in the base Medrash, the call in the base Knesses. This is more powerful than the Adayim Yidei Esav. Which is why in this past week's parsha, when Yaakov Avinu, when Dina is captured from Yaakov, and she's taken by Shechem and Hamor, and Shimon and Levi have this whole plan, what happens? They come becheriv in their hands and they wipe out the city of Shechem. What does Yaakov say? Achartanu. Achartam I see. Zechel Hashem. Zechel Hashem. This is not how a Jew does melchama. This is how Esav does melchama. And he rebukes them before he dies. He says, Shimon v'Levi achim, klei chamas becheri seyam. What are you doing? This is klei chamas. And Rashi there says, becheri seyam is a lashon yuvani. Ayin shom. Klei chamas becheri seyam. This is chamas. Which is why Hamas nowadays, we're supposed to remind us of this in Klei Chamas Mecher Yisem, Yaakov says. Yaakov says, even if it was right, what you did, to destroy the city, to wipe them out, Yaakov says, I have a way of doing things. I was taught already when I came down to Eretz Yisrael, the Indian of Ayishka Bayomahu, that you take them down with learning Torah. He was going to be Machniam with the Koyach of Torah. What do you see? What does the Torah tell us as soon as Yaakov comes down to Shechem? Vayichan es pnei Yair. Chazal say Vayichan means that he instituted what? He's Misakin Yanim Shabbos and Tchumen. He was being Isaac in the Inyan into the halachas which pertain to the city. That's called Pnei Ha'ir, the Pnimius of the ear. And Vayichan is a lashon of Chanukah. And he tapped into that place, to the Chain, to the Nakuda Pnimi. He knew what needed to be done. But he was already working on being Koivish in the Pnimius. And he wouldn't have needed to use Klei Chamas. He says, you're Achartu Mesiyah. I was already working on this. see this is Yaakov's Mahalach, because what does Yaakov say to Yosef? About the city of Shechem. He says, I'm giving Yosef the city of Shechem, which is where Dinah was defiled, and Shimon Levi made a chul Hashem there. He says, Ani na'isim l'cha Shechem echad alachecha, asher lakachti miyad ha'amayri, b'charvi v'kashti, that I took it b'charv v'kashti. What does Rashi say? B'tayru tefillah. Because Rashi, of course, Rashi has something that way. The kol kol Yaakov. It can't mean b'charv v'kashti. It's not the derech of Yaakov Aminu to use b'charv v'kashti. The Pasha Pshat Rashi says, I only come to tell you Pshuto Shel Mikra. Pshuto Shel Mikra is Cher V'Cher. That's what it is. It's Torah and Tefillah. That's Pshuto Shel Mikra by a Jew. And this is the whole Mahalach of Yosef. And this is why Yaakov gave Shechem to Yosef. And Yosef was the Bechor. Because Yosef went willingly down to Mitzrayim to be Kodesh Eretz Mitzrayim. And he succeeded in doing so. He completely overwhelmed and overcame the city and the entire country of Mitzrayim. It's a Pella that was once an Evan Nar Ivri, went down to Mitzrayim, and he became the Mishnah Lamelech, and he literally ruled the entire country. How did he do that? He never once lifted a sword. Never once lifted a spear, any Klei Chamas. How did he do so? With his Chachma. With his Chachma. Like the Pasuk says, Kohelis, Tayyid Chacham Migibar Ir, Mileichid Ir, that a Chacham is able to overcome is much better. Like the Torah says about Yosef, the Yaakov says about him, Kiven Zakunim Hilar. Targum says Ben Chakima, that he was a person of Chachma. And what does Paro say about Yosef? He says, Ein Chacham Venavan Kamaycha. Such a Gvaldic Chacham you are. Because he saw that with that Chachma, he was able to completely take over Mitzrayim with that Chachma. But just keep in mind that the Chachma of Yosef has to be connected to Yaakov. Not once did Yosef ever lose sight of Yaakov Avinu. We're being Makatsa a little bit now. Because Yosef represents Chachma, but Yaakov represents Yira. Like we say in Shemon Esrei, Hakel, Hagadol, Hagibor, Hanayra. Hagibor is connected to Elokei Avram. Hagadol is Elokei Avram. Hagibor is Elokei Yitzchak. Hanayra is Elokei Yaakov. Like Yaakov says, Manayra Hamakom Hazeh. When he has that sleep, he says, Manayra Hamakom Hazeh. Yaakov is the Indian of Yira. And the Klal Gadol is what? That the Chachma of Yosef always has to be connected to the Yira of Yaakov Avin. The Chazal tell us, this is the secret, of Yiraso Kodemes L'Chachmaso. That although you may use your Yira to produce, that your Chachma to produce Yira Shemayim, but your Yira Shemayim has to be Iker. You always have to put, whatever Yira you learn, you have to put it in front of your Chachma. That you use your Chachma, and it seems like the Chachma is higher than the Yira, because you use your Chachma as a tool to be able to come to more Yira. But you always, whatever Yira is born from that Chachma, you put it on top and it becomes higher. That's Yaakov. Yaakov is the Naira, he's the Av, and Yosef is the Chachma, which is the Ben. That's called Yirasa Kodemas L'Chachmasa. And if Chas V'Shalom, the Chachma becomes detached to the Yira, then the Chachma becomes Chachma Chitzonis, that's called Chachma of Yavan. Because Chachma without Yira is called Chachma Yavanis. And that's why the Torah tells us, Shlomo Melech, Hein Yiras Hashem hi Chachma. Yiras Hashem is Chachma. It's Reishis Chachma Yiras Hashem. The beginning of Chachma Yiras Hashem. And what does Chazal say? Hein is a Lashon Echad, but Lashon Yavanis. In Lashon Yevani, the word Hain is a Lashon Echel, which means an Achdus of Yira and Chachma. That Moida in its Shairish Yavan is Moida in its Shairish, that the Iker Chachma is Yira. But if Yira and Chachma become detached from each other, it falls into Chachma Chitzonis, that's called Chachma Yavan. And that was what Yosef was in danger when he went down to Mitzrayim, that when he was confronted by Ishus Potiphar, which is the beauty of the outside world, which is Yavan, and all of the chitzonius of Yavan, which is trying to draw a person in, to reel a person into that chitzonius, he was so close to forgetting about Yaakov until he saw the face of Yaakov in the window and he connected his chachma with his zira, then he was able to withstand the temptation. But that was the nisayon for Yosef. Will he detach his chachma from his yira, or will he stay forever connected to Yaakov in that nayra? That's why as soon as Paro says to Yosef, Ein chacham benoven chamaycha, what does he say? Elokim yanes shalom Paro, right? As soon as he gets this gaiva, even a hint of gaiva that maybe he's a chacham and to lose sight of his Yir Shemayim, he immediately plugs himself right into Hashem Yisbrach. Elokim yanes shalom Paro, it's not me. And when the brothers come to Tzavtas Panech and they're bowing down to Yosef and they're saying, wow, you're so amazing, what does he say? Es elokim ani yare. Every time he's afraid of detaching the chacham from his yira, he's very careful to plug himself right back into that place of yira. Because if a person will just lose sight even a little bit of the connection from his chacham to his yira, it's not just that he's detached; he falls into the tumas yavan and then forget about it. As the pasuk says, "Tavati v'bein metzula," you can drown in the yavan. You can drown in that yam of yavan. V'zeidim b'yad oiske terasecha. Where else do we find the word zeidim? V'zeidim tibata, v'ididim hevata, makis yamsach. But the mitzvah are called v'zeidim. V'zeidim tibata, you drown the zeidim. It's called v'zeidim tibata, that a person can drown in the teva. If a person falls into a state of teva, he's called the Zaydin. But if he can't see Hashem Yisbarach in the teva of the world like we spoke about before, that's called Zaydin. Zaydin Tibata. If we allow the teva to conceal the Nisim, that's called Chachmas Yivanes. Because the emes is that the nature, the natural world, is mamish nisim neflaim hafla v'fela, even more than the nisim of Kriyas Yamsaf and Yetzias Mitzrayim. The human eye, every follicle of hair, the kidneys, the intestines, all of the biology majors over here know better than me. Every single thing is a nes, mamish. Every toenail, every eyelash. Rabbi said, "This mamish. A person just needs to wake up in the morning and look in the mirror, and he sees there's a bayre. Nothing makes sense. Why should his nose be on his face? Maybe it should be on his feet. Maybe he should have one eye over here and one eye on his hand. Maybe his hair should be covering his eyes. Maybe he should have air. Maybe he should have hair in his esophagus. But everything should be exactly where it needs to be. That it should be the perfect convenience to live." That you should be able to breathe naturally. Imagine if you couldn't do more than one thing at a time. How would you be able to talk and breathe at the same time? You couldn't even interact with anybody because you would have to breathe every second. How life is just a mamash like a shira, that it flows without any inconveniences, that it's so easy to live and to be a human being. It's mamash hafla v'fela. Hafla v'fela. That the sun should be just right in the perfect place and it should cause everything to grow. That you should be able to pick a pepper and to eat it, and it should give you life and not kill you? Does that make any sense whatsoever? And your body should be able to break that down and the nutrients and the minerals and go to the bathroom and we waste and... It's only because of the tomo in the world that we can't see it. It's not the pshat that people are kaifim. It's that there's a tomo in the world. There's a tomo in the world which doesn't allow people to see Hashem Yisbarach. But anybody who opens up his eyes a little bit, it's mamish undeniable. And it's such a chutzpah that a scientist should have, that he should be able to deal and to work and to delve into the nisim of Hashem Yisbarach every day, and to think that because he can explain it, he can deny it. Just because you can explain something doesn't mean that you can create it. The reason why that is, just I'll explain it, b'kitzur agav, is because like this. The way that things work, and you're able to explain it, is called chachma. Why it is that there is, which is the secret, is called keser. And the way it is that Yud Kei Vav Kei corresponds to Chachma, Bina, Tiferes, and Malchus, and the Yud is Chachma, and the Keser is called the Kutzel Shel Yud, the tip of the Yud. That's called Keser. So you see that the Keser and Chachma, they're in the same place. It's called the Yud. That the Keser is called the tip of the Yud. But the Keser and the Chachma have a very strong Shaychet. So what happens is like this. What that means is that it gives the person the ability to rationalize, to say that because he understands how something works, then he gets it. Because the Chachma and the Keser go together. And you can hardly be Machin because it's in the same place. So just because I can explain how the eye works, which is the Chachma of the eye, makes me think that I also have the Keser of the eye. But you can't produce an eye, you can't make an eye. And if something goes wrong with the eye, you can make it work better again? Come on. But it's because that not even being able to see the difference between that Chachma and Keser that it produces a gaiva. Chachma is that yeshus. Keser is the bittel, it's the ayin. But they should be the biggest ma'aminim. Because they know the nisim bedeni, but there's a tum in the belt. And a person has a gaiva and he has a yitzahar, and it's hard to contend with. And this is the teva of Yavon, the philosophers, the scientists, all the balei chachma in the world, that they want to use the chachma of Hashem Yisbarach in the world to deny him, when it's the biggest raya and aidus to him, to dupe people into thinking, into taking Hashem's own weaponry, his own giluyim, and to turn it against him. That's pshat and pasuk. Baroyev uzcha, with your great eyes, yechachashu yivechalach, they deny you, Hashem. With your oaths, with your greatness, they deny you. That's called, like we said before, Tavati v'yevein mitzula. You drown in the yevein mitzula. You drown in Yavan. You drown in the teva. The teva should drown you. The zeidim tibata. When in fact, all the teva is just great giluyim to Hashem Yisbar. It's what the Ramban writes at the end of Parshas Bay. The Ramban at the end of Parshas Bay. It's a chi of Gomer to know this Ramban at the end of Parshas Bay. In fact, when I had this chus as a bachar to be in the home of Rav Chaim Brim Zatzal, I'm sure none of you know that name. Rav Chaim Brim Zatzal in Yerushalayim HaKodesh. So Friday nights when I would visit him, very often he would sing a niggun to the words in the Ramban. I don't know if he made it up or if it was Makubal. He made it sound like it was a Makubal to Kanigan. It's Mamash Shira. So he says, "B'chol Adam, b'chol Shah, Sha Adam Maida Behen Leilakav." Every moment that a Jew is Maida in the mitzvahs, Kalos v'Chamuras, he writes, "Kavanas kol haMitzvahs Shenamin Bilekinu." The purpose of all mitzvahs is to believe in Hashem, v'Noyde Lav, and to thank Him that He created us. This is the Kavanas kol haYitzira She'ein La Nutamach Yitzira Rishana. There's no other reason in Yitzira Rishana. That Hashem, all that He wants from the Tachtainim is Sheyeda Ha'adam V'Yayda De'Lakav Shebrag, that we should know that He created us. And the Kavanas Ramumas Hakol Betfilas, and the Kavanas Batiknesios and Schus Filas Arabim, the Kol Kol Yaakov, Sheyeya Livne Adam Makam Sheyes Kapsu, that we should have a place to get together, to be Maida to Hashem, that He created us, via Farsimuzev, V'Yayman Lefanav, V'Yaysecha Nachna, we are your creation. Then he writes, "Min ha'nisim hagdoilem, from the great nisim, hamafor sanmen, that an adam is ma'ida in the nisim nistarim, that a Jew is ma'ida in the nisim nistarim from the nisim gluyim, shehem yisayid ha'tayra kula, because this is the yisayid of all of Tayra." They go on like this. She'ein la'adam chelek b'tayras ma'yishe rabba v'abeinu ad she'namin b'chol dvareinu v'mikreinu she'kulam nivi v'visin. It's a very dveikistic song. That a person has no chelek in Torah's ma'yishe until we believe completely that all the nisim ain't behem teva. There is no teva whatsoever. There's no such thing as minhago shel oilam being b'rabbi v'yachad. Rather, hakol b'gzeiras elyon. V'yefarsimu ha'nisim ha'nistarim. That they should bring out the nisim nistarim. She'yisparsim ha'davar l'chol ha'umais. everybody should know. This Rabbi says the whole Indian of what? This is what Ner Chanukah is all about. Ner Chanukah is not just Stam and Nes. Ner Chanukah has the koyach to be Megala that everything is a Nes. But when you light the Ner Chanukah, which is a Zecher, for the Nes of the Pach Shemim, which is a Zecher for the Nes of the Nitzachon and the Melchama, that there was such an Or which is Neskal in the Ner Chanukah. It comes from such a high place that it's able to turn everything in the world into being a Nes. And just as the Ramban writes, from the Nisim Hagluyim, Hagadolim Hamafursanim, you come to be Maida. Chanukah is Hoyd. In the Nisim Hanistarim, as he writes, V'yefarsimuzeh, and he writes it three times, V'yefarsimu, She'isparsim adomar l'chol ha'umayis. This is the Indian of Pirsumei Nisa. Pirsumei Nisa means that it's a type of a Pirsum of the Nes, that you put it into the streets and outside, and it's a regular day outside. And people are coming home from work. Regular the time we die, they're coming home from the shuk. People are doing regular things. But like we said before, it's to show and to teach that everything is a Nes. To be mevatel the teva of Yavan and to say there's no such thing as teva. There's not teva and nes and hakol echad. Everything is echad. Everything is what? Everything is a nes. Min hanisim hagadolim hamafursam, you come to be moed in the nisim nistarim. That teva is really just nisim nistarim. That's called pisumei nisim yachan. The Makash or the Chachma to the year. But when you're learning the Chachmas of the world, especially in a college environment, that always to be Makash or the Chachma with the year. To be Makash or Yosef with Yaakov. So Yaakov Yosef is the Matri Ner Chanukah. The Yichud between Yaakov and Yosef, which is Chachma Nira, is the secret of Ner Chanukah, which is able to show the world that everything is Nisan. That's why Yosef went down to Mitzrayim with the Koyach of Yaakov. To teach Mitzrayim, to Mivata al the Kishuf. And you know the Mitzrayim was the pride and joy of the world. They're very advanced, and to teach that there's nothing. Everything is Nisan. And that's why the Mitzrayim drowned in their own Teva, Vizaydim Tibata, to drown them in the Teva, that which they deny that everything is Nisan. The whole Indian of Kriyas Yamsuf, and this is the reason why Kriyas Yamsuf was even higher than the Nisan of Mitzrayim. Because Yom Tov was supposed to be a Nes, but the whole world was able to see the Nisan. It opened up the eyes of all the world. Shemu Ami Regazon Chilach Az Yoshe Palashes. Chazal said that the water split everywhere in the world. And even till this day, I remember when I was in high school. Maybe I was no, I was reading Yeshiva then. I remember seeing an article in the Los Angeles Times or something or another. That there was some big chacham that he had a whole explanation trying to rationalize Kriyas Yamsuf that it was an Indian in Teva. It was a mamash a Teva dika thing. You know the ma'aseh with the Baal Shem Tov, right? Nope. There was a scholar who was making his rounds in the cities, going around, and he was telling everybody that the Kriyas Yamsuf, that the Yam splits every 2,000 years, this and that. Right? It wasn't a nace, it was really a teva. So the Baal Shem Tov showed up at the city before he got there, and the Baal Shem Tov said, "He's right. He's right." I said, "Oh, he's right. What does that mean? He's right. He's right." So he said, "He's right. He says Hashem is Baruch makes nisim in the teva. Makes nisim in the teva. That's exactly right." So the Baal Shem Tov was able to take what this person professed as being just a bederech teva, and he made it into a bigger nace. And even if Hashem Yisbarach used the Teva to make an ace, that's an even bigger ace. But again, that's the difference between Keser and Chachma, detaching the Chachma from the Yira. So even you could tighten it up as it's being scientific, so that it makes it a weaker ace, it's a bigger ace now. You make it a bigger ace when it's in the Teva. We spoke about before, that's called being Maisef Oyevech. You're making it stronger when you do that. So Moisif is the Osios Yamsuf. So getting back to our Kriyas Yamsuf. Praise to the Bishmael. Before we do that, we have to just mention one thing. This is a longer shir. I'm just mentioning this aga. I'm sure maybe Chesky's heard this already. That one of the kavanas in that the Ari has when it comes to the bracha of Sha'asa Nisim La'aveseinu, he says Sha'asa Nisim. He says that the secret of Nisim is Nesiam. That's what he says. Which of course is a remnant to what? Kriyas Yamsuf. And even if you take a look at the word Nisim, it's making a Kriyas Yamsuf in the word Nisim, right? He's splitting it in half, right? So that's also called the Kriyas Yamsuf. Neisyam. Chanukah is a shaykh, it's the Kriyas Yamsuf. The Pirsumi Nisa of Kriyas Yamsuf. You know, Sha'asa Nisim is the bracha for Pirsumi Nisa. There's the mitzvah of the Halak near Chanukah, and there's the bracha on Pirsumi Nisa. Bracha on Pirsumi Nisa. Pirsumi is the Osios Yamsuf with the Reish. Yeah? Is that true?
Yeah.
That's a Shir Yamsuf, yeah. Because Reish is Reish Yachin, which is Shir, right? And then Yamsuf, right? So Pirsume is the name of Shir. Shir Yamsuf. And Nisa. So we see that it has a Shaykh as to what? To Kriyas Yamsuf. So what are the Kriyas Yamsuf? What are the Yamsi that the Yamsuf split? It's not Bereis of Bishmael. It's all Bereis of Bishmael. Which Bereis of Bishmael? Bereis of Bishmael, which we say every day in davening, right? Bishmael Leim Bishloish to say me this is on your dreshes behind. I'll prove to you that that's the case. It has to be that Bereis. Why? Because after you say Bereis of Bishmael, what do? You say Az Yashir, right? The Yam splits, right? So you can only say Az Yosh if you say Bereis Bishmael first. It has to be that way. That's why it's a... Even though people who skip Karbanos, they don't skip Bereis Bishmael. Because if you don't say Bereis Bishmael, then you can't say Az Yosh. And that's why it's called Yid Gimel Midas Shatayin and Dreshes with him, because we know the Yams have split into either 12, some say 13 passages. Each drasha and Torah created another passage for a shevet. That's what Chazal say, that the Yam is called the Yam Shel Torah. And the splitting of the Yams of the Zayin says, is Baka Yam Adaraisa, that Hashem split the Yam of Torah. How do you split the Yam of Torah? You have to make a drasha. Right? The Torah is very confusing. It's a Yam until you split it. But how do you split it? You can't split it all pshat. You have to split it all drush. Drush is the kayach of making a biki in the Yam, to making a pathway to understand Torah. Really, the word Braisa means like in the outside. Braisa means Bachutz. Mishnayas are considered to be Pnimius, and Braisa means Bachutz. It's called Pisume. In the Chitzonius world. Gidgil Midas Shatarin Joshua's Bahan. Bakava Chaymer, Zer Shava, Binyanav. And one of the ones that we say is what? Kolayotim in Aklal, Lelilam in Alatma Yatza. That there's a prat, which is yoytzim in a klal. The prat is not coming to teach only about the prat, it's coming to teach about the klal as well. When Hashem Yisroch makes a neis, it's not coming to teach you about this thing that it's a neis. That would be that the prat is coming to melamed al atzma yatza. But it's not coming to melamed al atzma yatza, it's coming to melamed al klal kula yatza. It's a type of a neis, which is a prat, which Hashem takes it out of the klal, that it's coming to teach you that the entire klal is really like that. And that was the nes of Kriyas Yamsuf. The Kriyas Yamsuf taught that, unlike Mitzrayim, when they were in Mitzrayim, it was very hard to break that klipa of Teva. That Parah was able to say, okay, there's Teva and then there's Nisim. I see there's Nisim, but there's also Teva. But as soon as they left Mitzrayim, and they were by the Yam, Hashem Yisbarach made such a nes that it was mevatel, that it taught the Jewish people that there's no such thing as Teva. Everything is Nisim Mistar. And that's why Hashem says the klipa of Mitzrayim is broken. To forget it, Mitzrayim is completely shattered. Because as soon as you shatter the concept that there's Nes, but there's also Teva, and you prove that even Teva is Nes, that's called the bittul klipas Mitzrayim. That's the secret of Sekiyas Yamsuf. So that's pshat. What did the Yamsuf see to split? It's a brais Rabbi Shema. Which drasha of brais Rabbi Shema? But the prat which is yotzim in a klal lalamin alatzmo yatsa alam akal kuliyatsa. That's the secret of pirsum enisa. That is a type of enes which teaches you that even the tav is really enes. That everything is just achad. That's called zaydim biat oiske teresecha. To learn Torah in a way that Torah illuminates our eyes that we're able to see yir shamayim in everything which we do. That's called Torah lishma. That the chachma brings you to more of yir of it. Because if the Chachma brings you to less Yira Chas V'Shalom, it's menatek you, then that's called the Samachai. That's not a Talmud Chacham. He's a scholar. And may wear black hat and daven and shul and the whole nine yards. But it could be a little bit of a hybrid. Some people are hybrids of this. But the Ikar is to learn Chachma in a way that it brings a person to more Yerushalayim, more Bittul Tashem Yisparach. That's called Zayd in Biyat Oiske Teresecha. This was the Madrega of the Kohanim Gedolim. So therefore, when we sit by the nearest Chanukah, this is a light which is going to be Koivish. We put it out by the door because it's going to be Koivish the world. It's coming to teach the world that everything is Nisim. Like the Ramban said, V'yisparasimu l'cholum asa'aylam. That it should be moided to this hoid. So when we sit by the Ner Chanukah and you have 30 minutes that you don't do anything, what does the Pasuk say? Ner mitzvah v'torah or. That the Ner itself is the mitzvah of Ner Chanukah. But what type of a light does the Ner mitzvah of Chanukah shine? An or of Torah. An or of Torah. So you have 30 minutes, you're sitting by the candles with your family and so on and so forth, whatever it is. Right? It's shining an aura of Torah, to learn Torah, it's chazkus in Torah, but a pimistik of Torah, of a kesher of Yaakov and Yosef, of a kesher of Yirasa Kodemus to Chachmasa, to be makabal upon ourselves that learning Torah is going to be a Torah which is a pimistik of Torah. A type of a Torah which reminds us Reishis Chachma Yiras Hashem. This is the aura of Hashem Yisrach which is going to transform the world, to turn over the world. To be begal that everything mamish is nisim. All we need to do is open up our eyes a little bit, and Torah allows us to do that. Like we say, gal einev yabitu niflois mitorah sacha. The Torah teaches us that everything in the world is nisim. Gal einev yabitu. We should be able to see that. Be able to see that with our eyes. And Mishpach should help us that the aura of Ner Chanukah should illuminate our spirit and to open up our eyes and open up our hearts to see Hashem Mishpach and everything which we do. To dispel all the anonym, that all the hester in the world, that Hashem Yisbaruch should open up our eyes, and we're fasting that the whole world should be able to see as achdus, be as koel tzedek, who is the Hashem Yisbaruch, and we're here for me.